the supernatural.
There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamed of in your philosophy.
Tales of the supernatural. Tales weird, strange, uncanny. Brought to you from that twilight world beyond the shadows. A world but dimly explored for all our lamps of science. Tonight we bring you an adventure which befell two ordinary people in this present year, and which we have called I Shall Rise Again. Still summer's night, a young couple sat in a smart single-seater, looking at the dark outline of a house set back in a ragged garden. Thomas Mason, successful architect, and his pretty wife, Ellen, have been house hunting.
So this is the house?
Yes, but Ellen...
Well?
I don't think I'm doing a wet blanket hunting, but I wouldn't expect too much from this place.
Why not? Looks all right.
According to what Bill Latimer tells me, it's been empty for donkey's years. Knowing how difficult it is to get a house, there's obviously something wrong with it.
Tom, you make me tired.
But Ellen...
You never wanted to come and see this house from the very beginning. Just because you think it's too far from the city.
Well, Latimer says that's why the last tenants left. Too isolated and out of the way.
Darling, after living in pokey flats with somebody else's radio in my ears all day, I'm going to welcome a little isolation.
You might have to welcome leaky roofs and bad drains, too.
Oh, well, you can soon fix that.
Darling, I'm an architect, not a plumber.
At the moment, you're a bear with a sore head. You know you're doing everything possible to put me off this place just because you'll have to drive a few extra miles to town each day.
But...
Tom, I've made up my mind that if I like this place, we can at least try it out for a few months. Then, if you find it too far, we'll see what can be done. Now, let me get out, Tom.
All right. Oh, I'll bring the torch from the car pocket, Ellen.
Oh, all right, darling.
You cut the light off in this house months ago.
Here you are. Now, this way.
Why we had to come dragging all the way out here, I don't know.
Darling? Ah, here's the gate.
Complete with nameplates, eh?
Shine the torch on it. Resurgam.
It's Latin. Means I shall rise again.
I shall rise again? Strange name for a house.
Oh, don't you believe it? A client of mine once built a house and called it Bedside Manor.
I don't believe it. That sounds like one of those crazy stories of your friend Bill Latimer. Ah, here's the door. Have you brought the keys?
Yes, here.
The one for the front door is marked with a tag. Let's see. That's it.
Smells kind of moldy.
Well, you can't expect air conditioning in a place no one's used for years.
By the dust everywhere, I'd say it was centuries. This seems to be the main hall.
Hmm. We'll see what's in that room ahead. I say, Tom, just listen to the way our footsteps echo.
It's a heavy atmosphere. The place tricks with your senses. Even your perfume smells stronger in here.
Perfume?
That lilac stuff.
But I'm not wearing any perfume.
The whole place reeks of it. Can't you smell it?
No.
It's getting stronger every minute.
Oh, there must be a lilac tree blooming in the garden. Tom, wait for me.
I am waiting for you.
But
what, honey?
Oh, nothing, but I could have sworn I heard footsteps in that room ahead.
Oh, darling, you're overtired. Here, I see. There's the palm of my hand.
Oh, Tom, what a lovely big room. Darling, think what a splendid lounge it would make. Look, now, let me see. We could have fawn carpet on the floor, nice cream walls, good pictures, of course, flowers in tall white vases, and books over there, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Tom, look at that fireplace.
You're going to need that in the winter.
Yes. You know, it's quite chilly in here even now. Oh, I do hope the house isn't damp.
I couldn't live in this room. It's as cold as charity. It gets the sun.
Well, look, there's another room across there.
Oh, might make a small study for me. Let's explore.
Mm-hmm.
What the devil's that?
What?
Listen. Now, if I didn't know we were alone in this house, I'd swear that someone was stopping a razor in that little room over there.
If you heard anything, darling, it was probably rats.
Ellen.
Well?
Let's call it a night. We've seen enough.
Enough? Why, we haven't even started to explore the house. Tom, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. First that curious perfume, and then that sound. Ellen, I think there's something wrong in this house.
Darling, there's nothing wrong that a few £100 can't put right. And you can't make me nervous by... Tom?
Now can you hear it?
Yes. What does it mean?
Shh.
Well, it's nothing to snigger about.
Ellen, I didn't...
Oh, don't be silly, Tom. I heard you. You laughed almost behind my head.
Ellen.
Well?
We're not alone in this house.
What do you mean?
I heard that chuckle, too. It seemed to me to come from inside that little room.
Tom, is this some joke?
Joke?
What were you and Bill Latimer laughing about over the phone this afternoon? And why did you suddenly stop when I came into the room?
Now, Ellen...
I shouldn't be at all surprised if you and Bill cooked this up between you. Pretend the house was haunted just to scare me off by it.
Oh, don't be silly.
It's just the kind of fool thing Bill Latimer would do. But I'm warning you, Tom. I mean to explore every foot of this place, and we're starting with that small room. Now, come on. Go on, open the door.
I can't.
Tom...
I'm trying to, I tell you, but it's not locked. It's almost as though something was holding it. Oh, darn, now I've dropped the torch and it's gone out.
Oh, you clumsy idiot. Well, strike a match.
Let's see. Ah. Gosh. Just look at that now. The door's wide open.
Yes, it was open all the time, and you know it. Now, come on. Oh, you couldn't work in here, Tom. This room's like a vault. You'd freeze without...
What's that?
What, Tom?
That sound. It's in here louder than before.
Tom, you don't expect me to believe... Well, Tom, you're right. It is here. There's a constant swish. Tom, what is it? What is it?
Ellen, keep calm.
But how can I? I'm going to find out what it is. There must be something. There must be some logical explanation.
Look, let's get out of here.
No, Tom, no. There's some explanation to all this, some perfectly simple explanation.
Oh, Ellen, for heaven's sake, stop pacing up and down. I tell you, you won't find anything. Oh, darn.
What's the matter, Tom?
Oh, the matter, my
darling. Strike another one, quickly.
Oh, just a bit.
Tom, it's dropping. It stopped.
Yes, Ellen. It stopped.
Oh, thank heaven. I was beginning to think I was going mad. Tom!
Oh, it's all right. The match gone out again. Ellen.
What's the matter, Tom?
They're crouching in the corner.
What? What?
Something. Can't you see it, Ellen? Something formless, shapeless.
Tom, don't be a fool.
But it's there, I tell you, there.
What are you trying to do? Tom, take your hands away.
I'm not touching you.
Someone holding me.
Ellen. Ellen.
I can't get free. Help me, Tom. Help me.
Ellen, try. Break free.
Tom.
Oh, the smell of the things everywhere. Corruption and decay.
Tom, for pity's sake.
Ellen, run for the door. Run.
Hurry. Hurry!
Oh, it's all right, Ellen. We're outside.
Oh.
I've got you. Try to get to the car.
Tom. Oh, Tom.
Lean on me, darling. That's right. Oh, here's the gate.
Oh.
Ellen! Oh, gosh, she's fainted. That fool Latimer. He's gone too far. If anything happens to Ellen, I'll break his neck. Latimer, is that you?
What's going on here?
Who are you?
I'm Constable Withers, sir. Local of this district. I was driving past and saw the flash of lights in the old place. And who may you be, might I ask?
I'm Thomas Mason, and this is my wife. She's had a very nasty shock.
Nor do I wonder, if you've both been foolish enough to go inside that place.
What do you mean by that?
Last tenants only stayed 3 days. Before that, it was empty ever since they hanged him.
Him?
Roger Pierce. Mean to tell me you never heard of the Lilac Lady murder? Happened 5 years ago.
5 years ago, I was bombing Berlin.
Mrs. Pearson, known as the Lilac Lady around about here for the perfume she used, was carrying on with a friend of her husband. So one night, he's dropped up his razor, he cut her throat.
Stopped up
his... And then he tried to hang himself in that there little room off the garden. But it took Newgate to do the job properly. Now, sir, can I help you with your good lady? She looks as if a drop of brandy wouldn't do her any harm.
Whiskey,
so to be. Thank you, sir. Oh, there you are, Latimer. I thought I'd find you at the club this morning.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry.
I should jolly well think so. I know we arranged that business last night between us, but hang it all, you went beyond a joke.
Last night?
That was a filthy trick you played, hiding in that little room and grabbing Ellen in the dark. You might have given a heart failure. Especially as you must have known about that murder.
What murder?
Oh, come off it, old son. You did all the acting you wanted to last night.
But, Tom...
Of course you knew about that murder. How else could you have arranged that lilac scent and the razor stop? I say, what's the matter?
Didn't your girl give you my message?
Message? What message?
I rang you at about 7 o'clock last night. My sister was taken seriously ill, and I had to rush her to hospital and stand by all night. What I'm trying to tell you, Tom, is that I never went near that house last night.
Believe in the supernatural?
What lies beyond the shadow?
Is it fact or fantasy?
Next week, same time, same station, we will present another story of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown as we take you on a journey into fear in Tales of the Supernatural.